You're listening to the Just One Outdoors Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Just One Outdoors Podcast from the duck blind, the makeshift MDC duck blind that they put at a certain location that is undisclosed to the public. People don't know that there is a lake here.
Cut that.
It's Lake Springfield. Don't hunt Lake Springfield. You'll get arrested. Anyways, today we are in the duck blind. Sorry for all the noise. Here we go. Right here.
Austin's trying to kill me.
In the duck blind, we have Joe.
Hello.
We have Deegan.
Yo.
Deegan, we found out, is actually not the bad luck.
Yeah.
It's actually Clyde who's the bad luck.
That's
who,
right.
Coincidentally, is not here today.
Ah, makes sense.
Even though he was going to be.
Yeah.
We have Brian. And then we have myself.
The least important.
Brian, the quiet, silent type.
For now.
Anyways. You may hear gunshots this podcast because ducks take priority.
Yep.
Brian starts shooting. Anyways.
Crow!
So,
plain.
How has our duck season been so far?
Not that eventful until yesterday. This is my first season personally duck hunting, really. And yesterday, Joe and I, my buddy from work, he came out and hunted with us. He actually was the one that invited us, and I just brought a couple stragglers along to help out. And we actually managed to kill our first ducks yesterday, so that was a very interesting experience.
It's a good experience.
Hold up. How many did we kill, and then how many did the three of us kill?
Hey, I don't want to get into that. I broke a year of extreme bad luck, guys. Like, I mean, I am talking everything that could possibly go wrong this year has went wrong for me since that elk trip.
And being got was a mojo.
Hey, well, you know, if it ruins Austin's luck and makes him have a bad day, I guess he deserves it. But anyways.
I'm about to be humbled next season so bad.
As many of you know, I use Fit to Hunt to prepare for my elk trip. Being fit to hunt is about more than just peak physical fitness and looking good in your camo. It's about having the tools and capabilities needed to achieve your goals. Those goals that take you all over the country, exploring the wilderness and everything nature has to offer. Fit to Hunt offers DIY workouts, personal training, and even some custom workouts. What I used was the DIY workouts. Their DIY workouts range from everything from duck hunting to turkey hunting to backcountry hunting to just basic conditioning with their base conditioning program. You can get most of the DIY workouts for under $20. Go to stayfittohunt.com or follow the link in our bios to learn more.
Exactly. We can call for podcast 6.
Yeah.
No, you went across with this client.
That's what I called. The middle, genius.
That's the same one.
It is not. Those two cut that way.
No, that's the same one. I was watching.
Somebody shoot just to make sure it sounds good.
We'll do that to end the podcast.
Yeah.
Joe, what is your experience like duck hunting?
This is my second season. I came out to this undisclosed location last year for 2 days and didn't have much, but just had some more fun than anything. But this year, actually getting to kill stuff is way better.
Yeah, way I'd say
fun.
So.
I want way you to, more fun.
I want you to describe it in one word.
Last year or this year? Or just duck hunting?
Just duck hunting.
Relaxed.
I was going to say pain. We're on two different spectrums.
Relaxed and pain. Brian, what's your one word?
Anger.
Crows.
Tiring.
Tiring?
Yeah. Awesome. My one word, which is not really one word, but we'll combine it. We'll bundle it together. That's two words. Water swatting.
Sky blast.
Sky blast.
We're not your purest duck hunters, ladies and gentlemen. We're not just going after mallards. We're shooting anything that flies.
I mean, to be fair, all the ones we killed yesterday,
all
besides
legal.
One, were
well, no, all
coming
legal.
In
yeah.
above the water.
I mean, everyone we've shot this morning has been flying. We've also missed several flying, but, I mean...
We'll have a video coming out that shows some of the pain of us learning how to duck hunt, because, really, we don't have much experience duck hunting. I've done it some up on the Mississippi, which that's completely different than here. It's so easy to hunt there just because birds are constantly flying.
Mm-hmm.
But being late season, too, it's kind of...
Yeah. We're hunting more resident birds now that have been shot at who knows how many times. And,
it's warm.
It is warm today.
It's beautiful.
And it's sunny.
Yeah.
Which makes it difficult. Birds are probably busting up. That's why those aren't coming in, if I had to guess. They could probably see us flying in across the water there.
Well, yeah, you with your shiny face over there.
I'm pale. I can't help it.
I mean, you can help it. You just choose not to.
You need to go tan.
Oh.
Way to make it dark again. Gosh.
So, we'll kind of... Everyone knows you two. So, Joe, we'll kind of ask you some questions today.
Okay. I'm here.
What is your hunting experience like? Like,
so,
career-wise, I guess.
I didn't start hunting until I moved out to Missouri. I'm originally from SoCal, so it's not very hunter-friendly out there.
California.
Yeah.
You can hunt, but it's just not...
It's frowned upon.
Well, I mean, I grew up in the desert, so it's kind of... There is nothing to hunt where I grew up.
I was talking the streets of, like...
Oh, LA. Yeah. I mean,
it's a target-rich environment if you're looking hard.
Double homicide.
There's plenty of that out there, I'm sure.
Yeah. Plenty of people hunting in downtown L.A.
Oh, yeah, dude. They just call it different things out there.
That's called gang activity.
But, no, I didn't start hunting until about last year when I came out here, and then now I kind of picked up learning how to look for deer. I think next year I'll probably start going more full force in deer hunting.
Right on. So you've been deer hunting, duck hunting.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite between the two?
I love duck hunting. I like being able to call them in like this and see them across.
Yeah.
I'm not very a quiet person, so it's kind of a struggle for me to sit in the deer stand.
I could agree with that.
Yeah.
Deegan, what are your thoughts on duck or deer?
It's too early for me ever to say that duck hunting is my favorite. I mean, I've been deer hunting since before I could talk. Across the water, right here.
Low.
Yep, low.
They pick up.
They picked up and they're heading into the marina.
Yeah, it's way too early for me to say duck hunting is my favorite. I do like it. I'm definitely going to start doing it more in the future. But for now, it's one of those deals where, I mean, I would have to do it a lot, and I'd have to kill a lot of ducks to ever say that I like duck hunting more than deer hunting.
What about just any form of hunting? Elk, deer, duck, turkey,
human?
It's hard to say, I mean, in all honesty, because each one holds a different place in my heart. I would have to say deer hunting is probably still my favorite, even after this rough year that I've had. It's just one of those deals where I've been doing it for the longest, and I have the most experience doing it, and it's the most I'm most knowledgeable about deer, and it's going to be that way for a very long time. And it's one thing I can go out with confidence, even after this year, and say, we've got a good chance of killing something if something walks in.
Yeah.
And it's just that mentality walking into it is why I like it.
Brian, how about you? Out of all the things that you've hunted, gigged, caught, shot, what's your favorite?
Whatever's in season.
Spoken as a true outdoorsman.
Buzzard Roost saddles made right here in the great state of Louisiana should be on every Louisiana bow hunter's list as a must-have in their hunting arsenal. Buzzard Roost saddles achieves comfort through adjustability for those long day sets during the rut and also provides the maneuverability to get up and move when you see the need. Buzzard Roost saddles was created with the need to lighten the piro as well as the backpack to go deeper than everyone else. Louisiana bow hunters are a mixed bag, and Buzzard Roost saddles is the tool to fit any job. Whether it's public land, private land, hardwoods, pines, or even the bottomless swamps, Buzzard Roost saddles has what you need to stay mobile.
The way I kind of look at it, duck hunting is to like whitetail hunting as like bow fishing is to catfishing.
I will 100% agree with that, Brian.
Yeah. Deer hunting and the catfishing, you go out, you sit, and you wait for something to come into you. Whereas in bow fishing and duck hunting, you're more of a camaraderie. Yeah,
here
and
we
a blind.
Go. Here we go. To our right.
Yeah, shut up.
This whole spread to keep them away from going to the middle, and they
still
go
to
the
middle.
But yeah, like I said, bow fishing, duck hunting, there's more of a camaraderie experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the blind or on the boat and talk and have a fun time. You get lots of shots in, lots of activity going on.
For sure. So. It's a good group activity.
Yeah.
I love duck hunting for that reason.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it solo as much.
Yeah. If it was just me, there's no way.
Yeah. You don't have to do it like a kayak. I couldn't come out here and sit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if you did kayak marsh hunting out in, like, Kansas. I came out here I just wanted to hunt, and I came out to check out this area. And I did it solo for the first time. And I shot, like, 25 times. It was a fun day. But it was also, like, I had, to our right, I had probably, I want to say 300 to 500 geese come off of there and fly over, circle over me. I didn't get a shot at a single one, but it was so cool watching them get up, get into their V, and head south. But that whole time I was thinking, man, I wish someone was with me to see what I'm seeing right now, because this is incredible.
Right. And it's one of those, I mean, that's how it is with all hunting across the board in my mind, is it, you get such special moments alone in the woods. You get to bring yourself to peace. You get to bring yourself to this tranquil place that you can't really get anywhere else when it's where you want to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go and you tell people these stories and you get the, oh, I don't believe that. Or, you know, oh, did he really do that? And it's like, if you would have just been there, you would have been able to see this and you would have been able to experience what I experienced.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I'm a little distracted today, just looking for ducks, not going to lie. So it's a little hard to think of questions and lead a podcast.
You guys are getting a raw J10 podcast here. We're actually filming from where we want to be rather than a studio today, which is very, I mean, not to say the studio isn't nice. Awesome.
The studio's nice in the off season when we can't hunt anything.
Yeah.
Every time we can hunt something, it's like, do I really want to be recording a podcast at 5:30 or do I want to be out hunting deer at 5:30?
Once again, a plus of duck hunting is that we can sit here and do this.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping we have one fly into range where we can pop it and make it interesting.
Those two that landed are swimming in the middle to our left.
I see.
You can see them now.
Yeah.
But duck hunting too is they get different species that kind of come in. Like yesterday, we didn't shoot only one pair.
Yeah.
The same ducks.
Right now, you know, it's nice though. I will say that's one thing that makes me nervous about duck hunting is, you know, once I hit a limit of something, I'm done, because I don't know anything besides a mallard and a ringneck now. And it, I mean, you know, if I shot a green-winged teal, I could probably make it out and stuff
if
like that.
If you had stuck around a little bit longer yesterday, seven birds and we shot six different species, you'd have learned more. But
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You needed your nap, I know.
Hey, I work, you know, it sucks working till midnight. So
shut up. I walked back to the truck I was texting you about, hey, we shot three more. That 9 to 10 hour that we were like, just stay till 10. Just stay till 10.
That was great.
And that 9 to 10 shooting. Hour, we killed three more.
I know.
Which, like, some people are going to be like,
that's
you only killed three more. It's like, we're brand new to duck hunting. And it's one day One more day left in season.
One across, flying. This way.
That MDC boat to come back through.
Scare them out this way.
Yeah. Just keep them from going to the middle out there.
Well, the wind changed too today. That's kind of.
Yeah. Well, now we need them to come from this way rather than this way. Should we switch up the decoys after we get done with this? You think maybe?
Oh.
I don't know. You guys shift.
Maybe rotate the V a little bit.
Yeah.
To face which way?
Towards the wind.
Well, they like to come in against the wind, don't they? Yeah. Like I said, we're new to duck hunting, guys. We're just trying to brainstorm ideas.
Someone's
going to
say, there's way too much calling, and someone's going to be like, what is that noise that Deegan's making?
Right. So,
again, new to calling.
You're saying move these.
Make it a J shape.
Yeah. Kind of push them more to this side. Because they're coming in right now from over this way, it seems like. I mean, obviously they can come from whatever direction, but...
We've all heard the saying, a picture tells a thousand words, and the same can be said for deer mounts. A skull on the wall represents so much more than just a successful hunt. It represents the culmination of lots of work, some luck, and rich memories with friends and family. At Just One, we like to hang our skulls with skull hangers from Kibosh Outdoors. The hangers are secure, super easy to set up, and made in the U.S. They even have hangers for as little as $9 to get your skull sitting proudly at the perfect angle. Go check them out at KiboshOutdoors.com or follow the link in our bios and use code JUSTONE at checkout to save 10% on your order.
Yeah, we could do that.
I will say, it was a busy morning for us. Austin, do you want to give them a recap on that?
Yeah. These Yahoos shot a duck, didn't kill it.
It died. It just died a long ways away.
No, I had to kill it over there. I had to kayak.
Oh, you're talking about that one.
How far do you think that is?
Oh, 150 feet.
Shut up.
Austin's gotten a bit out of shape since elk season, you know, guys. It's okay.
800 yards.
That's what I said.
800 yards across this body of water. Oh, there's a goose. It's a shiny white one.
Shiny.
I like those.
Don't they?
So I had to kayak all the way across, and... I was happy to do it because it was a greenhead, which was awesome.
Jeremy, he was coughing and wheezing. I mean, you need to really get on him about his workout plan, and maybe need to change a couple things.
I need to get on to that the duck hunter one.
Is there a lot of rowing in that one?
The diet.
I don't know. I'm going to tell him he needs to put some rowing in it. But and then no sooner do I haven't even got back in the blind yet, and we have, what was it? 7 or 8 ringneck come in.
While you were over there, we had some fly overhead while we were trying to call in some geese, and we had to reload really fast, and we basically shot them when they were right above getting close to the blind. Yeah. I mean, and we missed, but they cut back out, and then we had more ringnecks fly in on us while you were pulling the kayak back up.
Anyways, dropped another ringneck from that group. So I get back in the kayak. And for those of you that don't know, there's two different types of ducks, puddle and diver. A ringneck is a diver duck, and it's basically what it sounds like. It dives under the water and can swim 300 yards if it wants to. So I get in the kayak, come around the point, get up to where it was diving, and it's just diving. It's coming up, going down, so I have to be ready. Finally, I shoot it and then hit it enough that it can't really swim. It dives under and pops up 5 yards from me. And I shoot over it because I'm like, oh, crap, there it is. And with a diver duck, you just have to pull and shoot. So I missed. like you just saw my entire pattern just right behind it. And I was like, okay, cool. It dove again, popped back up, shot it, got it, kayaked another 300 yards back, and we have two ducks. Mm-hmm. So
then there's a third floating over there by the marina somewhere.
Yeah, toted that. He went down for a long ways away.
Yeah, he flew down for a while.
We'll he probably, toted that for a little bit.
We'll probably go check to see if we can find him over there. But, yeah, he went a long way, and we can't see him anymore. Yeah. He was still alive when we last saw him.
Yeah.
But, those ducks just quack at us.
Quack at him, Joe.
See if we can get across the lake.
Yesterday, Joe called about 10 across the lake on the water.
Are you kidding me? 10?
He broke off 10 at first that swam right here.
Broke off 10. He called in like 30 to 40, brought him across the lake.
Just swimming.
We could have shot 10 of them.
Yeah.
Did we shoot? No.
Because we couldn't tell how far away they were. We're like, how far are those? And we should have shot them. Today, you can't call a double in.
No, I did look at the video that we had, and those ducks, like where the decoys are, they were another like 20 yards past that.
Yeah,
they were a ways out there. It would have been a poke, but
it was about four. That would be about 40. These decoys don't go out as far as we think. But so, I mean, that's one thing that's hard to tell is when you're trying to judge the distance on a duck. You're like, how far is he? And by that point, you need to shoot, or you're not gonna get a shot.
Well, I kind of want to, if you guys think we should, rearrange the decoys.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
So I'd say we do that real quick. And
throw them out into a J, I think.
We'll wrap up this podcast tonight. Where at? Where? Brian just points and I'm like, where? And he doesn't say anything for like 5 seconds. He's like...
It's like
Brian was just pointing at something. Anyways, we'll wrap this podcast up. Thank you guys for listening to this short episode from the Duck Blind. If you like this podcast, leave a rating or review. That helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate you guys. With that, we'll wrap it up. Brian's about to shoot his gun. We'll wrap it up. Don't forget, all it takes is just one.
Quick, Brian, shoot the mojo.